Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I'm told there'd be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Webber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
What up? I'm Smith. That's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Webb, this is Wager Maker Podcast number 27.
27, baby, 27. This is a tough one. I had to come up with Eddie George, number 27.
I had to Google it.
Yeah, and it was, 27, Eddie George.
They recommended, there was one website that recommended a hockey player like Niedermeyer or something like that, but I can't honestly say I know who the
Rob
hell that
Niedermeyer,
is.
Yeah.
So we'll go with Eddie George. Ohio State guy. Eddie George won the Heisman?
He did. Yep.
And then a lot of good years in Tennessee.
Yep. And he was on the Cowboys for a hot minute too. Yep. So
I guess he was probably Houston when he first went there. Was it all his years
so.
In Tennessee? Or
no, later. He was you know what? I think it
he
might
was a
have
Houston
been
Oiler
Tennessee.
For a little while probably.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We'll have to look that up.
Get the intern on it. Nick Perrone.
We start out every week needing the intern. We got to
do
better.
Yeah, Nick's going to do it. We got Nick on it.
All right. So had a couple big news stories. Talk about a little bit about Major League Baseball. My New York Yankees had a big signing yesterday. Gerrit Cole decides to go to the Yankees. 9 years, $324 million.
It's out of control. Absolutely out of control.
I'm no mathematician, but that's got to be 35 million plus or something, I think.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Major League Baseball guaranteed. Guaranteed money.
Yep. It's. I mean, that's coming off of Strasburg getting, what, 245 or 225 for 7 years. It's unbelievable.
Crazy. The only way this pays off is if the Yankees get a World Series out of it. But that's pretty much the way things go for New York Yankees, for everybody they sign.
Yeah, but that's a gun golly. And the 9 years, I mean, that's their back rate in the A-Rod situation. So, you know, 9 years from now, we'd be fucking shit.
Well, I don't think
we're almost 60 years
just
old.
Like no Yankees fans worry about 9 years. We're just saying, hey, if Gerrit Cole can give us 3 years of Gerrit Cole play, I don't care what happens the other 9 years. They're paying him. Shit. I don't have to pay him.
Yeah. Hey. Well, someone's paying. That's why it's $11 for 10 ounces of Bud Light or whatever. It's $150 a bar.
But they did lose one of my favorite Yankee players lately, D.D. Gregorius. I think he went to the Phillies.
Yeah.
They signed.
Yeah, he went to the Phillies with Girardi, and that's everybody. That seems to be the sentiment around here. Everyone's upset about D.D.
Right. I just there's not a lot of guys in the Major League Baseball in today's Major League Baseball that kind of do, you know, triple threat player, whatever you call them, you know, all around can play
five
in the field, can hit for power, can hit for average, you know, hits the ball to the gaps, can run, all that stuff. There's not a lot of baseball players
kind
like that anymore.
It's walks once and around. No, it's all swing and miss. That's all it is these days.
Right. I'm a
DD. It's a home run or a strikeout. Yeah, everybody. I think everybody is. I don't know what's going to go on with the Phillies, but you know.
Right. Is that Girardi's at the Phillies now? That's going on.
Girardi's the manager. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, see how that turns out.
Exactly.
So we had a couple big NFL action this week. Obviously, real big college football action. They had the conference tournaments going on. LSU looked real strong. LSU actually overtook Ohio State in the latest poll, and we talked about last episode how important it would be to be that number one seed and play Oklahoma as opposed to being number two and playing Clemson.
Yeah, it was surprising. Well, I mean, I guess it's just based on they played very well, and Ohio State didn't play all that well. They were trailing there for a while at the beginning of the game. So I guess that was enough to, you know, whatever, sway whoever votes on it. It is a big deal. I think Clemson is that's going to be a tough game. That is, you know, it's significantly different, the 2-3 game versus the 1-4 game.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because even we talked a little bit about it, and you said so far, you know, you're leaning Clemson a little, you're leaning Ohio State, and we've been on Ohio State a lot this year, and I feel like I'm not ready to make that move. I think Fields looked hurt in that game the other night. He wasn't the same guy that we saw all year long when he got that shot to the knee against Michigan. I think it's lingering over. I guess we'll have to find out. You know, long way to go until they play these games. Got almost a whole month to wait until the playoff games go on. But wait and see if he gets back to full strength. I guess in college there's no way to really know. They tell you whatever they want to tell you.
Yeah, December 28th, the line is Clemson minus two. For me, that says I think he's still a little bit banged up. I think if we saw it, it's Clemson minus one or one and a half the other day when we first talked about it. But I think, I mean, that's a long time. It'll be here quick, but December 28th seems like a long time.
Either he's got a significant injury or he's going to be okay by then.
Right. That's a good game. The other number was what? I just lost my screen. 13. Wow.
Whoa. But I still, man, you know, I certainly don't see Oklahoma slowing LSU down if Georgia could not. You know, Georgia had one of the best defenses in the country, and I think LSU still put up 37 or something points on them in that game, if I'm not mistaken. Oklahoma, they can move the ball, they can do things, but man, their defense still is not that
tested. It looks better. I think it's decidedly better than Oklahoma defenses we've seen in the past. But that LSU, and that game's in Georgia too. That's a big. I think that's a little bit of an advantage for LSU right there as well. That's maybe a little high. I'm not sure. I don't know. LSU looks real, real good. And another game is actually on grass, I think, in the Glendale, Arizona, the Fiesta Bowl for that Clemson-Ohio State game. I think that may help Clemson a little bit as well. That's interesting. I don't know. I'm glad that we have some time to figure those ones out.
Right. We'll have time. We'll have at least one podcast, maybe two, before we have to go on the hook for those.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to talk about for the next few weeks. And obviously, the winner of those games plays right here in New Orleans at the Superdome. So that's gonna be a whooping good time if LSU gets down here to the.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about
it's gonna be
that.
Like a home game. It'll be like a home game for LSU.
Yeah. Wow. That's huge.
Right.
That's huge.
Right. So we have New Year's Eve here in New Orleans, and then we have Baylor plays. Who's the Sugar Bowl is Baylor. Well, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
John, I'm looking for it now. I don't see it. I haven't seen it yet. Orange Bowl, Sun Bowl, Liberty Bowl.
Baylor and Georgia probably, right?
Baylor, Georgia, yep.
Right. Baylor and Georgia will be in the Sugar Bowl, and then a week later we'll be hosting the national championship. So it's going to be
it's Georgia by 7.5.
We'll get right into Saints playoff time and Mardi Gras right kicking off it. So it should be a good few months.
Keep on coming down in New Orleans.
Yeah. So we did pretty good in college. We had that first game was Oregon and over. We had both of those. Oregon, man, we mentioned, you know, that the committee and all that stuff does not want this issue of whether it's going to be Utah or Oklahoma. And sure enough, Oregon just came out and kind of whooped their ass.
They made that. They took care of that. No problem. They beat them from beginning to end and soundly. It wasn't even as close as the score indicated. They were never in the game in any way, Utah.
Right. And I tell you, that quarterback for Oregon, that's about as good as I've seen him look. I hear so much about him, how he's going to be, you know, going into the season, he was going to be one of the high Heisman candidates and one of the high draft picks and all that kind of stuff. And really, Oregon, I guess they only lost two games, but it just seemed like a down year because they had such high hopes. And I wasn't too impressed with him over the course of the year, but he looked pretty good against Utah. And Utah defense is pretty good, and Herbert looked pretty good against them, I thought. He even ran the ball a little bit.
He looked good. I was looking at his measurables, too. He's like 6'6", 245 pounds. I mean, they were talking about him. The Giants were talking about taking him last year with the number six pick before he said he was going to stay in school. So, yeah, like I thought he'd have a better season than he did. But he did look real good there, so I guess that helped him. He'll be – you know, one, two quarterbacks taken coming up. So,
right. So we got, we had Oklahoma, man, they came back on Baylor. You know, they jumped out early and then Baylor made a couple bonehead plays. Hurts, I think he had a fumble and an interception, a couple things.
Yeah.
Kind of let Baylor back into the game and then they had to dog it out at the end. So that hurt us. But obviously we had LSU, we had Cincinnati. They hung tough with Memphis. We had Boise. They rolled. We were off on we had over in Clemson. That was a good one. And like I said, the Ohio State, man, Ohio State played about two quarters. If Ohio State plays three quarters in that game, we crushed the line. They basically just played the second half. That was it.
Yeah, and they'd probably still be in that number one.
They would still be. LSU, that hurt them. But I do think their quarterback was is banged up, so we see how that pans out moving forward.
I mean, that was one of the games you just kept waiting and waiting, and it did come. You know, many times you're waiting and it never comes. It did come, but it's you know, obviously too little, too late to cover, and then also obviously certainly enough to knock them down a little bit of a notch. That little doubt created enough doubt to move them to number two. So that's interesting. Right. And I wonder what those numbers would be if it was Ohio State. Would they lay 13? I bet you they would at least 13, yeah, against.
I think it'd be a similar number. I think it'd be. I think LSU and Ohio State are perceived, and really Clemson too, because that Clemson line is right on the money too. I think those three teams. It's pretty exciting because those three teams. It's really a toss up, man. Any you know, some years you go in and say, man, one team is way the best, and unless there's barring an upset, they're gonna win it all. But certainly three teams in this hunt right here are really good teams, and really just could win the whole thing.
Yeah, there's not one that you'd be like, wow, you know, he's shocker. Right. And even the Clemson, I guess the offensive, their Cowboys are talking about, or the rumors are, he's one of the guys, the offensive coordinator for Clemson is one of the guys the Cowboys are looking at as the head coach. So obviously there's even more, you know, going on there than we even, you know, talk about. I didn't even, right, you know, think about that guy.
And there was some new news this week about LSU's defensive coordinator, you know, has a couple jobs. You know, obviously, when you have seasons like these teams are having, you know, the coordinators are you know, their value goes way up, and you start hearing that kind of stuff this time of year.
Yep.
But speaking of your Cowboys, that's another thing that happened last week during the week. Thursday night, we were on the Bears plus three, but God damn, what is wrong with those boys?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, I mean, Garrett's not going to be there one way or the other. I disagree in terms of thinking a shakeup would help. I think getting rid of him would certainly give a little jolt, maybe get him, you know, to win those two of these last three to be enough to get into the playoffs.
Are you talking about getting rid of him now? You think that might – wow.
Just to shake him up. I mean, they're not going to make a move one way or the other, but they need something to –
right.
You know, they're not playing for him. They're not. They're damn sure ain't tackling. So, I mean, they're getting gashed. And this is when it started last year. They got smoked in the playoffs by the Rams. They got the Rams again this week. And the Rams just, I think, ran for like 270 yards in a playoff game last year. And it seems to be an issue since that game. And I don't anticipate. Gurley seems like he's getting himself back into shape here. We saw the line. I checked it out of way early, like almost the next day, after the Cowboys got whooped, and they were still minus three, and I couldn't get it in, and now the line is the Rams minus one. I would have hopped on that for myself, you, my kids, the listeners.
Right. It is the holiday season. Every little bit helps.
That's right. So, but it didn't. I couldn't figure it out. So, it was on there, but it was no option to check on anything. So. Right. And we had, so, I mean, that's a huge swing. It's 4 points. Went from minus three to plus one. That just tells you that no one has any confidence. And that's typical. That's the Cowboys usually get a couple of, you know, it's like the Knicks or whoever, you know, the Yankees. It's always some juice on there.
They get some money on the Cowboys just because of the Cowboys.
Yep. Yeah.
So speaking of which, who do you hate more? I'd like to know, because we were watching the game, Monday night game, and we were all over Eli. Because it was going to be good for the Cowboys, but it was good. We had them plus the 9 points or whatever it ended up being, and they covered. And but it didn't do your help that you needed for the Cowboys to knock the Eagles off. Who do you hate more, Webb? The Eagles or the Giants?
Now I hate the Eagles more. It varies. It goes, you know, for a while there I hated the Redskins when RG3, that year RG3, I hated him worse. But right now, no, I hate no one more. Duke is by far and away the most, Duke basketball is the most heinous organization in the history of the world. But right now I despise the Eagles much more than the Giants suck. They haven't been good in a long time. Eli had looked like in typical self with that goofy ass smile and closing his eyes and throwing the ball. But the Eagles is an easy winner right now.
Right. They're clipping at your heels at like 5-7 or whatever hell they are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it could win the division at 7-9.
So, and then
NFL reseed because the NFC East is so bad.
It's horrendous.
Yep. Yeah.
And then, you know, they're talking about, oh, the Eagles had a good shot. They only going to play the Giants and the Redskins. Yeah, but who the hell are they? Same with the Giants. Like you don't think those other teams are looking at this guy? We'll beat the Eagles next week.
Yeah, right. We
can beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, So you can listen. This is breaking news. I just saw a little news thing. OBJ may want out of Cleveland.
Oh, shocker! Shocker!
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't see that one coming.
Nope. Anybody but himself. Hey, right. Same thing. Well, that thing we talked about with same thing with Baker. Hey, the dude has a beef. He's got a laundry list, a to-do list of the people he has beef with back from when he was in high school. The dude's he's fucking 25, whatever it is. Professional, number one pick, still beefing like a child.
Yeah, they had a thing on ESPN. I should share that on our Facebook page and stuff. All the beefs that Baker Mayfield has. Like, he's got a list of people he's still got a beef with. Yeah. Kingsbury, all the way back to college, back to high school. Ellinger, I guess they went to the same. They're rivals. The kid's like barely holding on to a starting job in Texas, in college. And this dude wins the Heisman. He's playing in the NFL for millions of dollars. He's still got a beef with this with this dude who went below 500 at Texas.
Yeah, he's fucking around with some 22-year-old college kid, abusing him. He's still got shit going. He goes back to high school. He's managed high school, coaches when he was high school.
Yeah. The Browns. They're pretty fun to watch because all this bullshit they go through all the time. Maybe if Mayfield and OBJ just would play football once in a while, maybe they'd do something.
All right, put the phone down. Get off Twitter. What happened? OG, he bought like an orange Lamborghini or a Bentley or something.
I don't know. Probably.
I heard it this morning. They were talking about how he was riffing or how he wants out. Or
he's probably going to want to trade it in for a different color.
Yeah, right. Well, they're saying he's going to go to Green Bay, and then he's not even going to be happy there because his brand, he can't do his brand in Green Bay either. So, yeah, like the $70 million he makes isn't enough.
Right. Do your brand off the field.
Right. I will win a couple football games. Right. Amazing what will happen when you
stop wearing a watch on the field. You'll be all right.
Right. Stop douchebag. You'll see what happens. See how people start to like it. And the brand, amazing what it'll do for your brand.
I wonder when Baker Mayfield came out the other day. So he was disappointed basically in the Browns medical staff for how they treated OBJ's injury early in the season.
Is there any accountability? That's another person on the list. Now from the preseason, from August, July and August, he's mad at them now from how they handled Beckham in August and July and August, an injury then. It's December. What happens if they were 9-3? Would he still be mad about how he handled his injury? Or if he wasn't colorblind and threw to the right team.
And then in more breaking news, this fresh off the press, breaking news, the Patriots are cheating. Webb.
I mean, this is so – this is another thing that's just so, sophomoric. What are they doing? They're, literally, blatantly – it wasn't us. It's literally the dude who gets caught, in bed with – no, I'm not cheating on you, honey.
Right.
They're literally – the dude was literally, videotaping the other team's coach for, 18 minutes or something? What are we at now? What do you mean? That's just typical. That's
videoing their sideline. I talked to Corey Riley, who's a big Pats fan. He's like, hey, man, they were doing a documentary on scouting. I'm like, give me a break.
Right. Right.
Goodell comes out. Yeah. Goodell comes out today and says there's going to be a thorough investigation into the matter. Yeah, bullshit.
Belichick just goes, I don't know. I did not do it with me.
I had nothing to do with that. Nothing.
He's literally a mad genius, knows every detail, what they're serving for lunch in the what color pens they buy from Staples.
Right.
He doesn't know what the scouting department, who they're filming. Okay.
Talk about the biggest micromanager in the world.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. He knows everything going on in the building. You can't get into the parking lot without knowing you're there. And he doesn't know what the scouts are filming.
But the Patriots have video cameras in the Bengals stadium at the game of the team that he's playing next week, and he don't know about it.
Yeah, right. Shocker. Right.
These fucking dudes, man. They get off the shit.
They say he literally goes back to the 50s, Lombardi shit, and watches film on that. So he's not watching the film they're taking on next week's opponent. Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna go. A thorough investigation is gonna be into this, just like the Tuck rule, the deflate gate, Patriots.
Yeah.
Damn Patriots, cheaters.
I mean, obviously at this point it's just obviously they break the rules. Yes, they cheat. They do.
I had somebody the other day tell me, oh, man, well, you know, those Saints did that Bounty Bowl, man. What's the difference? The Bounty Bowl was a bunch of dudes saying, hey, go hit the quarterback real hard.
Right.
They didn't do that in football. It was not cheating. It's not cheating.
It was an organizational
right
decision to go do shit that
hey, man, whatever you do, man, hit the quarterback really fucking hard.
Right, knock the quarterback out. I'll pay you. That's, I mean, that's, you know, that's certainly a difference for sure.
Patriots fan. You know, nobody. The thing with the Patriots is they're the Yankees. They're the Notre Dame. They're the Duke. Nope. Unless you're a Patriots fan, you don't give a shit. You want them to go down. Look, I respect Belichick and Tom Brady and all they've done. It's been the most dominating sports franchise of over a course of time, probably in my lifetime.
I mean, yeah, and that truncate. I mean, the Yankees probably over, you know,
right,
whatever from the 20 or whatever 26 championships.
Well, there, I just mean as far as the there's you either love them or you're a hater. There's no in between on those teams.
The only teams, I mean, I'm not a, you know, and they couldn't even help me. Motherfuckers lose to the Giants. That's who the Giants beat in the Super Bowl. So I get, they do all this other shit and lose to the team I need them to beat. So fuck them. Matter of fact.
Oh, I'm so tired. Patriots. But I do need Tom Brady to come up and do something this week. So I'm in the fantasy football playoffs, Web, Jersey Devils. First week of the playoffs coming up. That's going to be important to me.
Yeah. Good for you.
And then obviously, it's a big deal. Yeah, so obviously, yeah. You know, Saints and 49ers were in a huge game last week. I don't think anybody thought the game would be 48-46.
No,
but it was a crazy wild ride of a game, up and down. Nobody could stop anybody. I'm a little concerned about my Saints. The Saints fans are up in a roar over penalties again. There was a blatant personal foul that should not have been called on the Saints.
There's a lot. I mean, the Cowboys got screwed a bunch of times. The Patriots got Patriots probably would have won their game with some fucked up officiating. So. It's all over the
league. This is what I try and tell Saints fans.
It's costing teams games for sure.
This is what I try and tell
them. The Cowboys could have won that other game without that, probably, with couple of tripping penalties.
What do you think is with this? I mean, because it is getting to be blatant, just the referees are inadequate. Where do you see this coming from?
I mean, that's a great question. I don't understand. I mean, it's a bazillion-dollar organization. Just make these guys full-time. I mean, pay them. I don't understand the problem with shelling out. I mean, how many referees are there? They give the guys a couple hundred grand, and you're a referee, and you do that full-time. Right. And in the off-season, I don't know, fucking.
Work out. Do some shit. Don't look like an old-ass man. Be a young dude that's in shape.
Dude, like, you know, Jim Ockley, you know, flex off on the offsides. I mean, even, you know, in the off season, simulate some games or ref some. I don't know. There's got to be something to do where you can hone your.
There's got to be simulate. Skills. If you can simulate fighter jets for fighter pilots, you can simulate some type of NFL play looking thing. You know.
Right. And I'm sure you'd have you start paying them, you'd get the cream of the crop, you know, people who would be dedicated to do it and, you know, whatever, ethical players, no Tim Donahue's of the world. You could vet them. You could, you know, keep them in-house. It would be just better. And I never really understood how come they weren't full-time, especially I think they're talking about the big thing with the Players Association and the owners is they want to go to 17 games. So that's just another way to. You know, you need even it's got to even be more buttoned up, especially with player safety, blah blah blah, and how they're calling some of the shit that goes on with the quarterbacks. You kind of graze his helmet, you're getting 15 yards. So that's another thing. I don't know if that's the answer, but that would certainly be a start. I think.
Right. I think those type of penalties have a lot to do with the scrutiny of the whole thing because a lot of them are, you know, up to interpretation and things like that. But also, I think maybe look, we grew up. Maybe a lot of it's the technology today. So nowadays, a dude makes a bad play. They take it to the review. And the problem is if it's a bad play and it still gets upheld or if it gets reviewed and reversed and it's bad, it's that much worse. When we were growing up, dude made a bad call. The guy was out of bounds or whatever. They showed it once. They showed it one time on the replay and then they went back to the play. And you're like, oh, man, he blew that call. You know?
And the ball was snapping there, Ron. Yeah,
right. So, I mean, you didn't sit around scrutinize it for an hour after the play. It was done and gone. So I don't know if the refereeing is any worse or it's just under more scrutiny now because of the technology and because of the review and all that kind of things that are going on. Is it just that, you know, used to be you just moved on. Yeah, man, he blew that one. We should have had a touchdown there. Huh. And you blew on the go. Right. But it's third down now. We got to get this.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's,
I was thinking about all the stuff that in technology that's changed in at least just in sports in the time that we were growing up. So, you know, like with the advent of fantasy football, I know you're joking about that, but that's where all of the stats really came on TV and all that stuff. You know, where you got the things at the bottom, the stats going on. There used to be, you used to have to wait till halftime to see a score of a game.
When we were gambling in college, I used to have to watch headline news. That was the only ticker there was.
Right. And even there was, I remember once when I was a kid, my dad was gambling and stuff. There would be, it was the biggest deal was when Sports Phone came out. There was a 1-800. Yeah, there was a 1-8 whatever it was, the toll number, 69 cents a minute or whatever the hell it was, and every 15 minutes would tell you the scores of every game, and it would just go in a big loop, and then every 15 minutes would change. And that was like the best thing. Like, holy shit, I can find out the score right now of this other game that I can't see.
There was one of the dudes from Rutgers, Joe Wacker, Joey Gunn. He was the guy, Joey Gunn for Sports Line. We knew who he was. That was great. Yeah.
Right. So, and then even, you know, it was a whole thing. I remember reading some book about one of the guys that started ESPN, and when they finally did it, it was a big thing. Like, they were like, you know, a couple guys were like, man, it'd be great if we showed scores all the time, like during the ticker. And a lot of people were like, no, that's ridiculous. It's crazy talk to do that, you know?
Right.
You know, it was a real fight they had in the boardroom whether or not to have the line scrolling through the TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
So even when I started fantasy football, when I first started fantasy football, there was no websites and things. Obviously, there was no computers really like that. So there was no websites. So the way that we found out if we won or lost a fantasy football game was we had to check the box scores on Monday in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And then so we had to wait for the commissioner of the league to give us the official score, even though you could kind of look it up and make sure. But you had to, and sometimes it was like a week later before you found out if you won the fantasy football game.
Crazy.
So, all right. So Patriots talked about the Saints. Saints, man, I'm a little concerned. They not only did they give up 46 points, man, but they got a couple huge injuries on defense this week. Sheldon Rankins and Davenport, two defensive linemen, are both out for the season. They're still without Kiko Alonso and AJ Klein. I know everybody's dealing with injuries right now, but that was a tough loss they had last week. And man, that right now they're in the third spot. You got to get to that two. They got to figure out a way to get to that number two spot to get that bye week with only 3 weeks left.
It's going to be tough, I think. I mean, it's certainly doable, obviously. So who's got the two seed?
Packers, for whatever reason, own that tiebreaker at this point. But the Packers still play the Vikings. They have a couple losable games, I think. I think they play the Vikings and somebody
else. Yeah, but I think that would just give it to Vikings, then, because I think they're just one. I mean, so.
Yeah, but the Vikings are technically a game back of the Saints. Like, the Saints kind of have to run out. But they play Monday night at home this week against the Colts. And they play at the Titans and at Carolina finish ups. But I'll tell you, I'm on that under 10.5. That ain't a done deal yet.
That's right. That'll be one.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, that the Colts upset the Saints this week.
Okay.
All right. And then you travel to Tennessee. Tennessee's playing some pretty good hard-nosed football right now.
That could be a pretty – I guess that wouldn't be a meaningful game. Well, maybe it would be.
It's going to be meaningful for everybody. It's going to be meaningful. But what I'm saying is – and then there's a third week. Let's say they were to lose two, and then all of a sudden they might be locked into the third spot.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
And then on that last game of the season, just sit everybody and treat that like a bye week.
Yeah.
So, but obviously, if they ball out and play Monday night and beat the Colts like they should on Monday Night Football at home, then all this is for naught. But I was just thinking about that little money I put in the beginning of season on –
But they're sitting on 10 right now?
They're sitting on 10 right now.
10 and 3? Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. I'm one more upset here away from maybe having a shot. They're going to do just enough. They've been in this position for 3 weeks now.
They're going to do just enough. If they lose, then you're going to lose by half a game.
Right. They're going to do just enough where I start to go, well, maybe there's a possibility I can get this under 10.
They're going to win 11. They're going to get to 11 and then be locked into three seeds.
Yeah, and then never have to show up again. But I did back it up with a $100 Super Bowl pick, so we'll see how that turns out. But I'm feeling that was a tough game for them this week. They got out-toughed a little bit. But, I mean, hey, look, it was 48-46. Anything could happen in that game. And San Francisco's good quality team.
Oh, they're looking like the best team in the league. Definitely looks like them. And Baltimore, obviously the cream of both leagues, you know. So at this point, I mean, that they're good. The Niners look good, man.
All right. Any other modern news we want to talk about, or want to get right into picks this week? No college.
We got Sunday, big game Army around Navy. Here. A bunch of my boys: Belfi, Nick Perrone, Johnny Morgan. Little Robbie Ambrosia, everybody's on this Army-Navy game. It'll be a big one on Sunday. You know, my guys are Army guys.
The Army won this game three years in a row, I think. Did they? I saw that somewhere. After I think, having not won it for like a long time, if I'm not.
It's a big number, and it's a disparity this year, too. Army was a preseason top 25, and they had a shit year. 10.5, wow. It's just in Annapolis. It used to be played at the Vet. I don't think they play it there anymore. I'm not sure where the game. It's definitely a neutral site. Let me see if I can pull
it's in
up.
Philly. Lincoln, the Lincoln Financial.
Is that the Link? Is it? Okay. Yep. Yeah, I mean, a neck 10.5. I like Navy. I think they'll cover, buy it to 10. That's my 40.5, I think, is low.
I thought that was low too. I know both of these teams run the ball, but they run it effectively.
Right. And they fucking Navy. They go for it every. It's four downs. They ain't kicking. So it's either first down or turnover on downs.
So you're saying lay the points in the big rivalry game, but then take the over as well.
Yeah.
All righty.
I'm not crazy about the 10. I mean, what do you want to take? The 10? The 11?
Yeah.
They just felt so bad, man.
They're 5-7. That's kind of like what they are every year, right?
Yeah, I think last year they had a better
season. Yeah, they had a better year last year.
All right, we'll take that season.
I mean,
we'll
Navy had a good solid year this year. They're 9-2, but I don't know if they're going
to. Who'd they lose to?
Navy lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's nothing cool. Nothing wrong with that for a Navy.
Right.
And they lost to Memphis. Actually, nothing wrong with that either. Game.
Who?
Memphis.
Nah, that's another one. Yeah. Right. Wow.
They actually beat SMU.
That's a big win. They were good.
Yep. That's about all the quality. You know, they beat Tulane. They beat USF, but Connecticut. They beat Houston, but we talked about Houston. And it was it was the late season Houston, not the early season.
Yeah, right. But not the Houston that played Oklahoma. How about Army? Who'd they beat?
Army lost in overtime to Michigan. They lost to Tulane.
That's right. That was a good game.
They lost to Air Force by 4. They lost to Hawaii. They beat VMI and UMass, which is not really quality wins.
No,
they don't really have any quality wins other than if you want to call going taking Michigan to overtime.
Right. That's.
I mean, I don't. I'm either way. So if you feel strongly about one or the other, I'm fine with it.
I don't. I mean, I think Navy is just a better team. I don't know how far that rivalry can take it. Can it take it to keep it under 11 points? It might be. I don't know. Fuck, let's take Navy. Let's lay the points. Fuck it.
All right. Lay the points and the over. Let's move right in. NFL Thursday night. The Jets go to the Ravens or vice versa?
Yeah. Down in Baltimore. That's a shit game. It's I don't even know what to do with this game.
There was some talk about Lamar Jackson being a little banged up, but I think it looks like he says he's going to play.
Yeah, but how long is he going to play, I guess, is the question I have. They get up, you know, they come out 17, you know, if it's 24-3 at the half or something, I mean.
Yeah, but it's one of those deals. Are the Jets capable of a backdoor cover? If they have to score 2 touchdowns without Lamar Jackson in the game, are they capable of even doing that?
Probably not.
15.5 is a lot of points.
16, and yeah, that's a shitload. Especially the Jets, I mean, all of a sudden, but I don't think Jamal Adams is playing, right? He's probably their best player besides Darnold, or maybe their best player. I don't know. It's Le'Veon Bell. He's getting all kinds of shit up here for going bowling on Saturday night. He didn't play on Sunday. I'm fucking believable, these guys. I don't know. Let's take the Ravens in the under.
16 points, sir, huh?
Let's look at like a 28-10.
I'm down with that. And under, when you lay in this many points and you take the under, you're basically trying to balance yourself
right,
out.
Right, yeah, right, right. I mean, the Jets, again, I don't know that the Jets can – I don't know they have it in them.
All right. I say the Patriots beat the Bengals by 100 points this week. How about you?
Because they know their plays. They know their plays.
And even if they didn't, they're going to be pissed off about them saying it, so they're going to kill them.
Right. That's -9. That's fine. I got no problem with that. They're due to play well anyways.
Yeah.
And they're crushing Tom Brady left and right. He is to 42 fucking years old, but
what else you like on
the Packers?
The Packers did not cover for us last week. It was a bitch.
No, and we've been on them too, and the Bears did. Trubisky fine. The Cowboys can cure any quarterback. But I just saw Roquan Smith is out for the year. Green Bay hasn't played too well. I think they're waiting to get home. This is a big game for them. They could 4.5 points. I like Green Bay. I think they're just better. Packers, the Bears.
Trubisky is going to turn back into Trubisky at some point here. Doesn't he had right. a couple of good yep. weeks in a row. He's going to turn back into his normal shit soon enough.
Yeah. What else did I have written down here? I looked at the Titans, minus three. I don't know what the Texans, I can't figure them out. Obviously, I'm a big Deshaun fan, but and 50, I don't know why that's so high. I do like the under in that game.
Yeah, I like both of those. I kind of like the Titans. Houston is inconsistent, man, and the Titans just Titans just play tough football, man. I like the way they play, and they're a four-game win streak, man. NFL, yeah, NFL, you win four games in a row, you're playing some good ball.
Right. I think that's even bodes well for the under. What else I got written down here? Obviously, the Rams. The Cowboys cannot do anything. They're going to get run on, and Aaron Donald's going to wreak havoc. What's the dude's name? The Jalen Ramsey will shut down either Cooper or Michael Gallup. It's going to limit anything. They get nothing from their tight ends. I don't know what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott. So that's a pretty easy one there, too. And then the only other thing I was looking at I'm looking at now maybe KC, but I was looking at the Raiders. Who are they playing? Oh, Jacksonville sucks.
Yeah, I looked at Raiders, too. I think Jacksonville's given up life altogether.
Yeah.
We gave them a chance they put Minshew back in the game last week. We gave them a chance. That wasn't even enough. The Minshew magic is gone.
Yeah, that's right. Dirk Diggler, the porn stash, it's not. Yep. It's the magic is the fairy dust is the Viagra dust is sprinkled out of the porn stash.
Yeah. I like the
Miles Jack is out for the season too. He's one of their stud linebackers.
I think they just given up. I think they gave up at the end of the last year. I think they gave up this year. I think they probably need a that team needs a coaching. But
I don't know that they should ever took and Minshew out. Maybe he kind of sparked them, and then they turned like fuck this.
Yeah, right. When he took him out, they were still kind of like a game below 500, which in the AFC was still like you're in it, you know.
And even a game, I think they lost a game at Denver. He kind of brought him back and showed some life. And there was another game, a kind of a similar thing. Somebody good that played at home, it might have been Baltimore, that they kind of kept him in the game and you know, fought back. They were down. He kind of fought him back, and then they ended up losing. But he gave him some life and some fight. And I think when they benched him, they just they quit.
I like the Vikings. Go ahead.
Vikings. Hold on. No, go ahead.
I like the Vikings. I think they're in a playoff hunt, and I think that they're a quality team. And we've talked about the Chargers a lot of times before. They're garbage.
They're so fucking inconsistent on us too, though. Right. Like, then he's going to throw he threw like four touchdown passes on us the last week, didn't he, Rivers?
That was the Jacksonville, right?
Okay. Well, that's all right. Yeah. No, I like the Vikings too. That's a good.
All righty. What about the Dolphins are getting three and a half points to the Giants.
Yep. Giants should not be giving 3.5 points to anybody.
Anybody in the world.
And they're playing decent.
They're making games of shit anyway.
Right. They fight. Right. They're well coached. They don't. You know. They're just. They're playing to their talent level.
Right. They haven't given up at least.
Right. Which is going to be good enough to at least keep it close.
All right. So far we got the Ravens in the under. We got the Patriots. We got the Packers. We got the Titans. We got the Dolphins. We got the Raiders. We got the Vikings. And we got the Rams.
Yeah, how about the under in Houston and Tennessee, too?
Yep, under in that one. And then so we go, the Falcons and Niners, that seems like a tough game. I think the Niners will kill the Falcons, but that's 11-point spread.
Falcons have been playing better, I think. And then the Niners, but there's got to be some let up. I mean, every week it seems like they got a heavyweight fight. I don't think
they're back home now. They were on a road. This is their first home game in a while, I think.
That Buffalo Steelers, I got to give Tomlin credit. I don't know how he's won. I think they won again last week, didn't they? Amazing.
They beat Arizona, right?
Yeah.
They got a weak schedule, but hey, you play and you got to win. They're right now. If the season was over now, they'd be in the playoffs.
It's the number one pick in the draft versus an undrafted guy from Samford, and they won. And not only that, they're missing no Juju, no running back. So they're whatever they're doing, just keep doing it. I was kind of looking. I'm waiting for. Denver seems like they're playing much better than they have. They're getting 9.5 from KC. And KC looked good. Their defense actually looked pretty good. It seems when they got that dude, one of the defensive linemen, I forget his name now, Edwards maybe or something like that, interior lineman. Once he came back, they're playing better. I don't know about that. 9.5 seems there. I am down on the Broncos, but Locke has been playing good. So I'll probably leave that one alone. And then that's going to bring us, I guess, just to Monday night.
The Sunday night and Monday. Did we make a pick on the Bills Steelers or?
Is that the night game?
I think that's a Sunday nighter, huh?
I don't have any Sunday night, I don't think. Oh, yes, there it is. It's not. Did that get flexed? Wow. It's in the middle of the the pack here. It's not at the bottom, which is unusual. Geez, 2 and 36.5.
Wow. That's a low, low score, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know they're two good defenses, but sometimes they that can mean good field position and shit like that.
Right, right, right. A lot of short field. I don't know. That's a tough one. Man, I don't know.
Personally, I just think the Bills are better, but the Steelers find a way every week.
Yeah, I mean, I got no problem taking the Bills in this one just because I keep thinking the Steelers are eventually going to lose a game, but I can go either way. I'll leave that one.
How about the Bills and the over?
All right, that's cool. That'll work.
And Monday night, the Saints should win by 10. But
like Colts, said, Colts can't hold the lead. Yeah, I'm down on the Colts right now. I know the Saints are kind of banged up, but they're probably they should win and cover that game. Definitely going to win the game. You know, Saints for sure. Lady 8 on a bye.
All right. So that's it. We got the Navy in the over, Rams in the under, Patriots, Packers, Titans under, Dolphins, Raiders, Vikings, Rams, Bills and the over, and the Saints.
Yep. All winners. Right.
Don't forget to check out our picks on Instagram and Twitter for our daily picks with the NBA and NHL and NCAA hoops. John Groh, thanks for the bumper music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Apple, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher. Check out our picks on Sports Watch Monitor, and Devin's going to tell you about our YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, next week, I'm going to be out of town midweek, so me and Webb are going to work out what day is going to be good for next week's podcast, and maybe it'll be early in the week, maybe it'll be later in the week, right before college bowl time. We'll get run down a whole bunch of college bowl games. Bowl season will be upon us next week, and we'll go from there. So, Webb, take us out.
All right, brother, going bowling next week.
Big time. Postseason, man. Prime time players. That's us.
That's right. That's right. Lights are on. Time to shine. Big players make big plays in big games.
All right,
everybody. Thanks, everybody. Follow what Debbie says on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit your notification and hit the thumbs up.
All right. Thanks for listening. Later, Webb.
All right, brother.